The blues musician Taj Mahal has been at it for 5 decades. Some even credit him with helping to popularize the American blues. Mahal made his name in the California scene of the late 60s and early 70s. Now, Columbia Records has released a boxed set of his music from that era. NPR's Laura Seidel visited with Taj Mahal in Berkeley, where he still lives.
Taj Mahal has a degree in animal husbandry and agronomy and planned to be a farmer. Music was just something he did.
No matter what went down, music was always going to be a part of my life. What ultimately happened is that over a period of time, I just kind of looked around and went like, wow, I'm actually making a living doing this.
Mahal started making a living doing that in Massachusetts, where he grew up and went to college. He also created a stage name for himself. He was born Henry St. Clair Fredericks Jr., but he admired Gandhi and Indian philosophy.
In looking out into the world, it didn't look all that nice out there. And who were the nice people? You know, certainly Mahatma Gandhi was.
So he became Taj Mahal. In 1964, with his new name, Mahal headed for Los Angeles, where he joined up with a group of musicians that included Ry Cooder. They called themselves the Rising Suns, and they played a mix of blues, rock, and country.
I woke up this morning, now I had them Statesburg blues. I looked over in the corner, grandma had them too. Mama got them, Papa got them, sister got them, everybody got them.
The Rising Suns were not a commercial success. Columbia didn't even release their first album at the time, but Mahal stayed with the label and began his solo career. He traveled with his band up to the San Francisco Bay Area and finally settled here in 1971 when it was still a fervent center of the anti-war movement and the counterculture. As we drive through Berkeley, he recalls why he moved here.
The weather, the mix of people, the university was in the middle, the ideas were there, the sound of the music was coming out of everywhere, and all kinds of it.
The places Mahal used to play are legendary.
Winterland, the Fillmore, the original Fillmore, right? The Carousel Ballroom. And in the early days, they played at the Jabberwocky.
That's gone, right?
Oh, yeah, they're all gone. Everything, all this stuff is gone.
But Mahal is still here. After a stint living in Hawaii, he came back, still in love with the diversity of the area, especially its food culture.
Well, one of each.
Mahal is a devoted cook, and we make a stop at his favorite spice shop in Oakland, Specialty Foods, Inc.
Serving the Bay Area's African, Caribbean, and Latin American communities since 1970. These items just arrived. Yams from Ghana, Nigeria, and Jamaica, jumbo bouillon cubes.
You're as eclectic about your food as you are about your music.
Ooh, okay. I got people in my family. No Southern, Caribbean.
Both Mahal's parents were musicians. His grandmother was from St. Kitts in the West Indies.
This is what went into my soul as a child. My grandmother had many children. She lost most. So when we came along, we were really special. I was her first grandchild, as she could see her spirit moving to a new generation.
At home, he was exposed to traditional Caribbean music and jazz. One of his neighbors, Lynn Perry, was the nephew of a famous bluesman, Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Perry taught Mahal blues.
He was playing grown man music at 13, 14. So when he found out I had a guitar and I found out he could play, there was no stopping. You know, I spent all my time hanging out with him. He would just play and I would just kind of learn how to play what he was playing.
Mahal's training is apparent on his first solo CD.
I went upstairs to pack my
Fat Dog,
that's his legal name. He runs Subway Guitars down the street from Mahal's house. Mahal comes here most days to try out guitars and sometimes ukuleles.
Yeah. He makes it sound like Arthur Godfrey.
No, I don't.
The store has been here since Mahal first came to the Bay Area.
I've been here for 44 years. Actually, it's almost 45 years now.
Fat Dog says Mahal sometimes comes just to hang out incognito.
We call him the Maestro, and it's much better that way because there's a lot of baggage with the other name.
Some don't call him the maestro. With fame came critics who didn't like the way he reinterpreted traditional blues and mixed it with rock and unusual instruments. But that is exactly what makes Taj Mahal special, says Jorma Kaukonen. He was playing guitar with Jefferson Airplane when Mahal moved to the Bay Area, and Kaukonen recalls seeing Mahal play at the Fillmore.
And in that band, it was Taj and an army of tubas. I mean, really, you know, in an era where the guitar was sort of approaching ascendancy, to come to a rock and roll venue and have a tuba band, I mean, what more could you say, really?
Over the years, Taj Mahal has faded in and out of the pop music world, but he says there are food fads, too.
It's just like heirloom tomatoes. This is heirloom music. It's like we used to have all kinds of diversity in our poultry, in our vegetables, in our fruits. And slowly but surely, the monoculture beast comes in, and I'm saying that's not a good idea. And if it means that I got to do it on my own, then I do it on my own.
At 71 years old, Mahal still tours 160 days a year. And wherever he goes, Mahal says he likes to find a kitchen and cook. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Ooh, you're gonna need somebody on your mound. Child, you're gonna need somebody on your mound. Ooh, it's late. At midnight, an old man death come on slipping in the room, chilling, you know you're gonna need somebody.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.